This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Indian Armed Forces have carried out precious attacks on Pakistan military targets, including technical infrastructure, command and control centers, radar sites and weapon storage areas in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. India targeted Rafiki, Murid, Chaklala, Rahim Yar Khan, among others, were engaged using air-launched weapons from Indian fighter aircrafts. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh elaborated the details of the actions taken by the armed forces. She informed the Pakistani army has been observed moving its troops towards forward areas, indicating an offensive intent to further escalate the situation. She asserted that Indian armed forces are in a state of operational readiness and all hostile actions have been effectively countered.
Indian armed forces remain in a high state of operational readiness. All hostile actions have been effectively countered and responded appropriately. Indian armed forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is reciprocated by the Pakistan military.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that Pakistani army is continuously attacking the western borders by using drones, long-range weapons, loitering munitions and fighter jets. She said India effectively neutralized the attacks.
Air intrusion and several harassment attacks were also attempted from Srinagar till Nalia at more than 26 locations. Indian armed forces successfully neutralized these threats and majority of the vectors. However, limited damage was sustained to equipment and personnel at Indian Air Force stations at Udhampur, Pathankot, Adampur and Bhuj.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh also pointed towards the malicious misinformation campaign of Pakistani side that they destructed Indian S-400 system and damaged airfields at Suratgarh and Sirsa. She unequivocally rejected these false claims being spread by Pakistan.
Pakistan has also attempted to execute a continued malicious misinformation campaign with claims of destruction of Indian S-400 system at Adampur, destruction of airfields at Suratgarh and Sirsa, Brahmos base at Nagrota, RT gun positions at Dehrang Yari and Chandigarh forward ammunition depot, with heavy damages to other military stations being propagated on social media. India unequivocally rejects these false narratives being spread by Pakistan.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said it is Pakistani act that constituted provocation and escalation, and in response to Pakistani actions, India responded in a measured way.
I've said on numerous earlier occasions, it is Pakistani actions that have constituted provocation and escalation. In response, India has defended and reacted in a responsible and measured fashion to these provocations and these escalations by the Pakistani side.
Now we go over live to our correspondent Bhupendra for latest updates. Bhupendra, what more details you have with regard to the press conference by the armed forces in which they shared inputs on Operation Sindoor and evolving situation?
Yeah, Anuja, last night the Indian armed forces retaliated and targeted Pakistan military bases. Many targets, including Pakistan command and control center, radar sites and weapon storage areas were attacked. The Pakistani army is also continuously attacking India's western border using drones, long-range weapons, and fighter jets. But these attacks are being effectively foiled. Pakistan tried to infiltrate by air at more than 26 places from Srinagar to Chalia, and they attacked Air Force bases in Udhampur, Bhuj, Pathankot, and Bhatinda. Last night, Pakistan used high-speed missiles to target the Air Force base in Punjab and also attacked health facilities and schools in Srinagar, Avantipur, and Udhampur. Apart from this, Pakistan is constantly making false claims about its action. India has denied these claims and said that Pakistan's claim of destroying the Indian S-400 system is baseless, and the news of damage to air base in Suratgarh and Sirsa is also false. At the same time, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Pakistan actions are constantly increasing the tension. In response to this, India has responded in a restrained manner and committed to non-escalation provided Pakistan side reciprocates. Back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for that comprehensive update. The Indian Army has destroyed Pakistani posts and terrorist launch pad from where tube-launched drones were being launched. The Indian Army said at around 5 a.m. this morning, multiple enemy-armed drones were spotted flying over Khalsa Kant at Amritsar in Punjab. The hostile drones were instantly engaged and destroyed by the air defense units. The Indian Army said that Pakistan's blatant escalation with drone strikes and other munitions continues along India's western borders. It added Pakistan's blatant attempt to violate India's sovereignty and endanger civilians is unacceptable. The Indian Defense Forces have also successfully thwarted the series of drone attacks at 26 locations by Pakistan last night, ranging from the Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at the international border and the line of control. These include suspected armed drones posing potential threats to civilian and military targets. According to defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagarota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Fazilka, Lalgarh Jatta, Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet, and Lakhinala. Armed drones attempted to attack border districts in Punjab, including Firozpur, Amritsar, and Pathankot, but Indian Defence Forces successfully repulsed and neutralized these attempts. However, in Firozpur, a house was damaged and three family members were injured due to the attack, receiving burn injuries. They have been admitted to a government hospital and are reported to be safe. Meanwhile, the Border Security Force has completely destroyed the terrorist launch pad at Luni District, Sialkot, opposite Akhnoor area in Pakistan. Pakistan initiated unprovoked firing on BSF posts in the Jammu sector last night, which was responded in a commensurate manner, causing widespread damage to the post and assets of the Pakistan Rangers along the international boundary. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India has raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan yesterday. In its statement at the meeting, India pointed out that rewarding the continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposes funding agencies and donors to reputational risks, and makes a mockery of global values. Befitting response of India against Pakistan's aggression at all front has made terror breeding ground Pakistan so nervous that it has now indulged in running disinformation factory in digital space. More from our correspondent.
Sensing it inevitable defeat in protecting terrorists on their soil, Islamabad has chosen digital battleground to show its frustration. All kind of fake and malicious content are being peddled by nervous Pakistan at different social media platforms. The desperation of Pakistan is as palpable as it is using content of video game to boast it on digital platforms against India. A clip of a video game has been circulated relating it to ongoing situation between the two countries. One more example is a video of Dhaka which has been shared to make a false claim of its attack in Jammu. Similarly, a 2020 video of explosive attack in Lebanon was used to claim that Pakistan has launched a missile attack on India. All these deliberated attempts clearly show that New Delhi's heavy retaliation made Islamabad anxious, and it is making failed attempt to control the narrative through a barrage of lies and digital theatrics. With Saklain Akhtar and Bhanu Pratap Singh, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News.
We would like to inform our listeners that as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any info related to ongoing situation, you must report it to the PIB fact check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799-711-259 and on email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. Operations at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport are normal. The Delhi airport, in a social media post, said that, however, due to evolving airspace conditions and strengthened security measures, some flight schedules may be impacted and security checkpoint processing may be longer. It has advised the passengers to arrive early to accommodate potential delays at security checks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.